Support for The Common comes from Davis Malm. Their tax attorneys take the time to understand your unique goals and find the most cost-effective ways to accomplish them, distilling complex tax laws down to clear choices so you can make the best decisions. DavisMalm.com. DavisMalm.com.
Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it. Because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Today, I am here with WBUR's senior statehouse reporter, Steve Brown. Steve, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Daryl. Can you follow me around everywhere and announce me like that wherever I go? Because I feel pretty good now.
I'm down to give it a shot. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'll give you my schedule for that for the rest of the week.
Oh, man. So, Steve, we are here for some big budget talk. And only you can make the budget interesting. Governor Maura Healey is about to announce her first state budget. That's a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, that's right. The budget pretty much sucks the oxygen out of the state house for the better part of six, seven months of the beginning of every year. And because Maura Healey is a new governor, the Constitution gives her an extra 8 weeks to come up with her budget recommendations. And that's all they are, really, are recommendations. Just because it's in her budget doesn't mean it will be in the final budget when they get all is said and done. But this is like the first shot across the bow from the executive branch saying, these are our priorities. This is how we want to spend the state's money. The state has, you know, roughly $52 billion to spend every year. The question is, how do we spend it? Where do we spend it? What are our priorities? So this is Maura Healey's first chance to say, these are my priorities.
All right, Steve, let's get down to business. What are Governor Healey's biggest priorities with this upcoming budget?
She telegraphed a couple of them in her inaugural address. And when I went to her budget people and, you know, the hope of getting a scoop, as we reporters always try to do, I said, you know, what are going to be her priorities? And they pointed me right back to her inaugural address. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of items that she had mentioned, specific items. We don't know exactly how much more money she'll be putting in this, but we mm-hmm. know that she wants to support what's called the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. Okay. That is a quasi-state agency that works with the developers in building greener buildings in the hopes that eventually it reduces the state's carbon footprint. The other is called Mass Reconnect, and that is a program that hasn't started yet here in Massachusetts. There are a couple of states that have done it and seem mm-hmm. to be doing well with it. Mass Reconnect would allow anyone 25 or older who does not have any post-secondary degrees, beyond a high school diploma, be able to take courses at Massachusetts community colleges for free. And the hope is for that is that it gives people a leg up. It removes an obstacle of having to pay for college classes that might help them get a better job. And if they get a better job, they'll make more money. And if they make more money, they pay more taxes. And so it, over time, will pay for itself.
What a concept. Now, Steve, Mass Reconnect and Mass Clean Energy Center, those seem like long-term investments.
Yeah, the Administration and Finance Secretary, Matt Gorkowitz, I talked with him last week, and that's the term they use, investments. It's not we're spending money on this. We're making investments. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. You look at the upfront cost and go, hey, why are we giving money to people to go to college, or why are we giving money so that people can get a better furnace system or things like that? Well, they're looking down the road. They're looking at get people into a community college program so that they can get a better job and then therefore pay more taxes back. Mm-hmm. And also, you have an issue right now where you have a lot of employers looking for people to who can come in and do the job. There's not enough. So if they can get people trained, one of the examples they gave, there's a shortage of nurses in Massachusetts. Yeah. That you can get a nursing certificate or a nursing degree from a community college, and there's already a help wanted ad out there for you.
What about tax breaks? What will those look like, if at all? And are there any concerns there?
There will be a tax reform package. I'm told that as we're talking right now, it's not available. But maybe by the time people are listening to us, there'll be more details out about a tax reform package. As you know, the state is doing quite well. Last year, they took in a lot of money, so much so that it triggered a law that required that the state send $3 billion back to taxpayers. I don't know if you got a check, but I did. Okay, that's great. I'll never refuse that. But the state has a lot of money. And leading up to that, the legislature was talking last year about doing a tax reform package, maybe mm-hmm. looking at the estate tax or child care credits or, different things. But that having to send $3 billion back to taxpayers gave some members of the legislature reason to pause and say, hey, hold on, let's figure out where we are mm-hmm. after we send all this money back. So the money went back, the $3 billion, and now we're in a new session and they're now talking tax reform. So the governor has said, she actually broke this news on Radio Boston, that she's going to have a companion package, a bill. When she releases the budget this week, she will release this tax reform package. I don't mm-hmm. know what's in it at this point. There was feeling last year that a lot of the tax relief benefits the wealthy sometimes. And so I don't know if there's a way that she'll be able to craft it in such a way that folks that really could use, an extra couple of $100 a year or whatever can get that money. So that's something that we'll have to be looking at as she releases her tax reform package. The legislature seems eager to do something as well, but whether or not they're all on the same page, that's what they got to iron out between now and probably July.
Yeah, real quick, we're now in the age of the millionaire's tax and sports betting. Is any of that revenue represented in the budget?
It will be, yeah. The millionaire's tax or the fair share amendment, depending on what you want to call it, that kicks in. That's expected to bring in quite a bit of money this year, but it's earmarked for education and transportation. So that money will be going into those buckets. So that, again, gives them more wiggle room to do more things. I think everybody would be quite happy if they spent a little more money on the MBTA to keep things running better than they are now. that money from the Fair Share Amendment can go towards that.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Steve.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back. So, Steve, with all of your wisdom, educate us on the budget proposal process. After Healey announces her proposal, what happens then?
Okay, you're going to have hearings. The Ways and Means Committees of the Senate and the House, they will hold hearings on various parts of the budget throughout the month of March and beginning of April. So the week after the marathon, the budget marathon continues at the State House with the House taking up the budget themselves, the full House. It's 3 days of closed-door meetings, long sessions, not a lot of talk in public, but they'll come out and they'll say they'll approve a budget that will highlight their priorities. Do the House priorities and the governor's priorities line up? We'll have to wait to see. Some of them may, some of them may not. So that comes out in April, the House budget. They do a sort of a shorter turnaround, probably the week before Memorial Day in May. The Senate does their version. So now you've got basically three budget versions out there. You got the governor's, the House, and then the Senate. The governor's budget is just a recommendation. The House can take the governor's budget and just set it aside, or the legislature can just set it aside if they want. Or they can, you know, listen to it and say, hey, yeah, you make some good points there, Governor Healey.
Well, let me ask you this. How much friction do you expect between the governor's office and the state legislature throughout this process?
They never see eye to eye. I know Charlie Baker was, you know, frustrated that they didn't go along with a lot of the things that he wanted to do financially. But, you know, they put a good front on and we're able to work together. I assume they'll be doing the same here. I'm sure, you know, the governor will praise the legislature and that we all did this together. Maybe privately she might, you know, say, hey, gee, I wish they went with this or wish they went with that. But by July 1st is when the budget's supposed to be done. Sometimes they miss that deadline by a few days or a few weeks. Nothing to fear there. They have ways to keep the trains running on time and state employees paid and things like that beyond the July 1st deadline. But that's July 1st is the goal, to get a budget enacted by the legislature and signed by the governor so that they can continue operating.
What are you looking for moving forward? Anything specific that you want to see, that you're looking forward to out of this?
It'll be interesting to see how Mara Healey differs in priorities from Charlie Baker. We had 8 years of Charlie Baker. We knew where he stood on most everything. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of differences are there. I know that in the legislative budget last year, one item that the legislature was all for was eliminating the cost that inmates and their families are charged in order to make and receive phone calls from prison. That made it all the way through, and Charlie Baker said, no, I don't want to do that. So that didn't, you know, that he vetoed that part of it. It'll be interesting to see if something like that is more palatable to Maura Healey, and we will just have to wait and see.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for breaking this down and talking to us about it, because, you know, the budget is not the most exciting thing to discuss, but I hope that folks can come away with this feeling educated and not sedated.
Well, let's hope so.
That's WBUR Senior State House Reporter Steve Brown. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Make sure you hit us up on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok at WBUR The Common. Or you can send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.